Blog Talk Radio.
So many people try to find that one. It's 5:01 on your FM dial. Are you tuning in? Mr. Soul, are you there?
I am here. What's good? What's good? What's good?
Yes, it is 5:01 on a Tuesday. Pacific time zone, 8 o'clock Eastern time zone. You are now on the Sign Off phone with your host, G. Bev, George Beverly Jr. We're about to kick it off live. You know what I'm saying? We're about to get this party started. And I'm so grateful for letting you come back on to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it. For sure.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Now, for those who are just tuning in, who don't follow me on Facebook or Twitter, but are following me, this is a release album show. His name is Dave B. Soul, one-man show. And what you heard at the beginning was one of his songs. I didn't want to give it out because, to me, that's one of my favorites right there. But I had to hear that. I had to hear the beginning on it. Boy, I'm excited. I'm excited. Oh, Lord, I didn't want to give it away because I know, you know what I mean, they need to buy the album. But anyway, so let me get started and stop being so excited. So you're back on the show. There's some things that you went through personally, and I'd like to give my condolences to you on that, that you went through early this year. Can you kind of like take us through your timeline of how you've been since you've been the last on the show?
Yeah. Thank you for your condolences, by the way. Since the last time I was on your show, I released the second single, which was "Ain't About That Life." That is available everywhere. Shameless plug number one. And about a week later, I lost my brother, one of my brothers. Definitely a very, very hard time for me, but by the grace of God, and only by the grace of God, was I able to pull through it and deal with the things that were going on internally for me. After that, just making public appearances, coming out to party with some people, and then 2014 comes around, and I'm like, hey, I'm releasing my album this year. So here it is, February 11th, 2014, Dave B. Soul One Man Show.
Now, where'd you get your name from the title?
The name from the title definitely came from all of the gifts that God has given me. For those who are unfamiliar with my story, I started singing at the age of 3. And started singing in church, Lee Chapel AME, the Angels Choir. That was me and my twin brother. And I started singing there, and I watched my older brothers, Carlton and Nelson. Carlton's the one that passed away in December. Watched them play instruments, and from there, that's why I started to pick it up from. Taking all of that and going to audio engineering school, which afforded me to be able to learn how to mix and master and all of that kind of stuff, literally makes me a one-man show. I started writing songs probably about the age of 15, started arranging songs around that time as well. And my first, like literally my first experience with recording was doing a gospel remix of Brandy's record, I Want to Be Down. literally my mom had bought a karaoke machine. And this was back in the day where karaoke machine had tape decks on them and little aux cords for the CD hookup. I had the single on CD, which had the instrumental on there, and I literally, what I call flipping, taking one tape, doing one layer, switching it over to the side that don't record, taking a blank tape, putting it in the side that do record, and just literally flip-flopping tapes until I had my background vocals layer and all of that kind of stuff. And when we were in high school, my mom actually bought us some studio equipment. So it really started there because we expressed interest in music. And once we got the studio equipment, we started to take off from there. Like by that time, I was already playing keyboards and drums and all of that kind of stuff. For those of you who are listening that I went to high school with, they know me for playing drums in the talent show at Harmony. And I was Baby Questlove back then because I had the little afro and I was still a big dude with the little afro pick in my hair and I was playing the drums. But from there, again, audio engineering school. So it literally took all of that to culminate in this album. So I literally wrote the entire album myself, produced, arranged, mixed, mastered, literally did everything myself. The only things that I really didn't do was, like, taking pictures. Like, the pictures are awesome. Shout out to Mr. Eric Jackson, fabulous photographer. And I literally, like, all of the promotional artwork and all of that kind of stuff, I did it myself as well. So literally over here is me doing everything. And it's not necessarily by choice. I'm just like using everything that God gave me, my talents, even for guidance, like using God's gifts for guiding me in different things as well. So it's literally, I guess technically it wouldn't be a one-man show because of God using me, but In a physical aspect of it, it is, because I've literally taken everything, like me, I'm doing the promoting and all of that kind of stuff as well.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Because, some people that I talk to, they do one or two things, but they can't do everything. That's awesome. I have no idea how to do none of that stuff.
definitely a lot of work. For sure. Like all of the, like the commercial that I did and all of that kind of stuff. It's a lot of work, but it'll definitely pay off because enough people will see it, even though they don't. And this is one thing that I had to learn from this whole process is like not everybody that clicks like on something, like it doesn't, like they don't have to click like on it to see it.
Right.
Especially when you're promoting on social media sites such as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of that kind of stuff, which I am on all of those, by the way. I learned that by watching my Dave B. Soul page on Facebook. Like I will see like maybe one or two likes come on something like a picture or something, and I will see that 72 people have seen it. So I'm like, wait a second, how does 72 people see it and only two people like it? Well, you got things of people getting the word out, like people will share that picture. People have shared pictures of my album cover, of my release flyer. So I'm like, I'm okay with promotion through social media at this point. I'm okay with it.
Right. Oh, man, we got our first caller. And if you guys want to call in, the telephone number is area code 347-989-1014. That's area code 347 989-1014. Go ahead. You know how we do it on sign off. We always got to have a little something, you know, a little something that. Hello, caller. How you doing? From the area code 513. Can you please say your name and where you're from?
My name is Daniel, and I'm from Mason, Ohio.
Are you just listening in, or are you want to make a comment?
Actually, I want to make a comment. I work with Dave's brother, and I've heard a lot of different R&B artists and whatnot. And with Dave's music, I listen to it, and you can feel the energy, you can feel the vibes, and it's almost like he's reading everybody that he runs across because it's so much you can relate to it. And that is just so
right,
much
right,
you
right.
feel with a lot of the R&Bs is that you can relate. It's almost like he understands your life, and it's a really amazing how he can tribute that energy and just make it real.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Wow. Wow, thank you so much. That's definitely one thing that I try to do, you know. I not only take my own personal experiences, but sometimes if somebody's going through something, I'll write a song to inspire them or to help them through, and usually that's what happens. So
mm-hmm.
I definitely appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, man, I tell you what, you're absolutely welcome, man. It just, you know, your brother was telling me a lot about it, and he's like, you know, and like, he invited me to this, and I was really glad that I got to sit down and really listen to a lot more. And, you know, with people going through so much, it's just you can turn that on, and it's just like you almost close your eyes, and it's just, everything's lifted. And it's just,
thank
it's really amazing. So.
Thank you.
So,
I appreciate
you're
it.
Absolutely.
Wow. Shout
so,
out to my brother.
Yeah.
Shout out to my brother Daniel.
You know,
grown is sexy, Moscato.
you know, I'm sitting here drinking the bottle right now a little bit, you know, and it's just
yeah.
It's just something that there's not words. There's no words for it. And you know, and that's just one of the things that I really, you know, like. So, man, you're doing a great job. Keep it going. And, you know, God bless and be with you, man, because like I said, you've got something, and it's working out for you, and yeah, so definitely.
Thank you. God bless you too, brother. God bless you too. Thank you.
Welcome, man. So, well, I'm going to hop off, but yeah, I would definitely want you to keep it going, and I'm definitely watching the show, and so, and like I told Daniel, yeah, he's I'm going to be going out and buying your album tomorrow, so knowing now that it's out there.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Yep, you too, man. So,
be easy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. This is the released album, One Man Show, David B. Soul, on Sound Off Forums tonight. If you'd like to call in, area code 347-989-1014. We've got another caller from the 513 area code. Hello, caller. How you doing? Can you please say your name and where you're from? Hello? Hello? Dave?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, well, we have somebody on. They must have hung up or dropped a call because they're not picking up. All right, we got another caller calling in. Can you tell people where they can pick up your album?
Yes. You can pick up the album available online, iTunes, Google Play. Move Music, Xbox Live, all of the digital online retailers. I'm still working on store distribution at this time, so hopefully by the end of the month, maybe the beginning of next month, I should have store distribution as well, so you go and pick it up in Walmart and all those different type of places as well.
Thank you. All right, we got another caller, area code 812. Can you please say your name, where you're from?
Hey, man, this is Travis Bowen. What's up?
What's going on, Travis?
What's up, brother?
How's it going, man?
Congrats, man. How you doing?
I'm blessed as I'll get out right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
yeah,
for listening and calling in.
Do you have a question or a comment?
No, I just wanted to say hi to my bro, man.
Okay. Hey, just stay online. We got another caller. I'm telling you, lines are popping off the charts over here. It's so hot. This is what a party is supposed to be like. It's supposed to be nonstop partying. I hear people getting their drinking on. You know, I hope y'all got some snacks over there for me because, you know, I'm getting a little hungry.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
All right. Caller from area code 513. Can you please say with your name where you're from?
Yeah, this is Daniel Broaddus.
Oh, that's a little bro.
Yeah, baby, what's happening? They be so one-man show live on the radio right now. You feel me? I've been jamming this since
yes.
This morning. I got up and downloaded it at like 5:30 this morning, and I've been playing it all day at work. I've been loving it.
What's your favorite song?
Lifeguard.
Lifeguard, okay, I can feel that. I like that, too. I was doing his whole album. But I tell you, the one that I want to play, I'm going to ask him, can I play it? But there's a couple more. Woo, boy, his whole album, man. I can go on and on about his album. Oh, go ahead. I'm taking your time up. But you say you like Lifeguard. What about Lifeguard do you like about?
Oh, man, that beat is just on point. And then the message in the song, you know, let me be your lifeguard. That speaks volumes right there. And it's something smooth, something you could drink a little bit of grown and sexy cranberry Moscato with. Shameless plug.
You said drink some cranberry and Moscato together?
The grown and sexy cranberry Moscato. That's my Moscato that I'm making for everybody that don't know. But we
have that's grown and sexy right there. For sure.
Now.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Lil Bruh, Grown and Sexy Moscato.
Yeah. So what was the inspiration for putting the whole album together there, Mr. Soul?
My inspiration for putting the album together, that's an interesting story. I will say this. Last year, probably maybe a little bit before May, like mid-April, early to mid-April, I wasn't necessarily going through anything, but I was severely depressed because I felt like my life wasn't going anywhere. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and she literally said, "So what are you doing to fix it?" That's all she said was, "What are you doing to fix it? What are you doing to change your present situation? You need to work on what makes you happy." And it was clear at that moment that I needed to focus my attention on my music.
Right.
And with that being said, it was kind of like she lit a fire under me. And it started around that day. I started writing and writing and writing and writing and writing, creating all these different tracks, all these different sounds. And May 1st, I hit the ground running, recording every single day. Every single day. And I went into post-production probably about mid-June. So I literally I hit the ground running. And what you have Love is a complete work. Like, everything that came out of that time, plus some tracks that are a little bit older that felt with that, that felt like the vibe of the whole album, like the shape that it was taking. Because there were some songs on there that I had recorded before I even started working on One Man Show that not only would have made awesome singles, but would make the album that much more spectacular than it was already becoming.
Great.
So I literally, in my third bedroom, I have my studio set up and all of that kind of stuff, and I hit the ground running. And that's literally the story behind it. I was so motivated by that conversation that, all right, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, for sure, man. I tell you what, I understand that whole motivational thing. Just being able to have you back on the show and you asking me to, you know, do your release show, your release album party, man. I mean, this is a great honor and a blessing for me. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to throw around that lightly, because not everybody get to release have a release show album on their show. So I'm telling you, we are making statements out there. Sono Forum is making statements out there because of people like you who are being entrepreneurs and not going through the system, not doing the usual things, but doing it independently. Absolutely. keeping it real 100.
Absolutely, and that's the biggest part of it for me. And I took a lot of motivation from Macklemore. I don't know if anybody watched the Grammys out there, but when he won that first award, he stated that he was unsigned when he released that album. He won 4 Grammys off of an album unsigned. Tell me that's not my mm-hmm. motivation. And I knew he was unsigned before he even put it out there. Because mm-hmm. I literally was at Walmart. I walked through Walmart, and I normally go through the CD section, electronics. That's normally the first place I go when I get there. And I had heard the Can't Hold Us Down record, and I'm like, okay, I wonder what he's about. And I didn't even buy the album, but I'm just looking because I'm a liner notes guy too. I like to look at liner notes and see what songs are sampled and all of that kind of stuff. And I just look, I'm like, wait a second, this has no record label on the back of it. Does this mean he's unsigned? So when I got home, I looked at Amazon. I literally looked all over the place for the album. And I still could not find a record label for this release.
Right.
That means he was unsigned. I can do this now. I can do this
That's
now.
Right.
He single-handedly beat the machine and joined it at the same time.
Uh-huh.
He's beat the machine and joined it at the same time. I can't, like, that's to me, at that point in time, was unfathomable. Now I'm like, oh, I could do it.
For sure, man. I mean, you know, I don't have that talent of singing, but I got the talent of gip of the gab. So I'm gonna talk your ear off.
Look, you can dance too, bro. I see how you get it.
Hey,
you can dance too.
Hey, look, you know I'm ready to do my Harlem Shake real slow on you in that DJ Spoo mode.
Oh,
I'm gonna put some chopping screw in it. Shoot, your boy said grown and sexy. He said some grown and sexy. Look, I'm gonna put some of that cranberry Moscato with a little chopping screw. What?
There you go.
Let me quit. Hey, can I go ahead and play what's that one? Which one you want me to play? Love It or Insecure?
Play Insecure. Insecure is the new single. It is the third single from the album. And that's one of those records that was not drawn off of personal experience of mine. It was, you know, just it was
gone
off.
Just to make that clear, y'all. Just to make that clear. He's making this clear. It has nothing to do with his personal life.
No, it was not drawn off of a personal experience of mine, but it was one of those things that I related to, and I just put it into words.
Right. All right, but let me go ahead and put it. Would you like to set it up? This is Dave B. Show, Insecure.
Yeah, Dave B. Show, Insecure, one-man show, out today.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was beautiful, y'all. That was beautiful. You know
Thank
it. It's the cure, baby.
Man, that is by far my favorite song on the album. And I just even playing it back, I'm in my living room extra hype, like, oh, why you gotta be so insecure?
Right. Now, you know I had a problem with that song at the beginning. I was like, eh, it's not, you know, it's iffy.
No,
but I'm feeling it, baby. Hey, look, I'm feeling it, man. I'm telling you. I mean, your album is just great, man. I'm telling you, I listen to all the songs, and I'm so thankful. I've said it before, but I'm just so thankful that you were able to allow us on Sound Off Forums to hear your music, to share your enthusiasm from your album, and just get a background story about things that made up the album. And you know, it's those life choices that we decide to do that turns our lives around. And you know, I've had those moments when I was talking to one of my friends and they said something to me that was just so profound, and it was just like, you know what? I am, you know, I am, like God said, I am. That's it. That's all you got to tell them. I am.
Amen.
Tell them. And so, you know, and that's, you know what? That's how it should be. I mean, you should be like that. Oh, man, we got another caller. Hold on. Oh, man. Hello, caller from 404. Can you please say your name and where you're calling from?
Kevin Brown from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up, baby? What's up?
What's going on there, Brother David? What's going on, sir? What's going on? Not much, man. I just wanted to call in and say, man, keep on doing your thing, bro. I like your album. I like
Thank
what you're doing, man.
Thank you so very much, and I appreciate all the love, man. Like, I'm going to keep on doing as long as God willing.
Well, you know, people down here in Atlanta got your back, bro. We
hey.
Standing behind you.
I love it, for sure. And I love
cool.
Atlanta, so.
We love you too, bro.
Thank you. Thank you very much, so very much.
I'm not going to take up much of y'all time, bro. Y'all keep on doing what you're doing. I'm listening in, bro. We just listening in over here, me and Carrie.
Okay.
All right.
Shut up.
Carrie,
baby.
Carrie, baby. What's up?
Later, man.
See you. Yeah, man. You know, can you tell them once again where they can get your album at?
Yes, Dave B. Soul One Man Show is available at all online retailers. That's including Amazon.com, iTunes, Google Play, Move Music, Xbox Live. Everybody, go out and look for it. If you don't find it there, bug the crap out of them until they ask me for it. Make sure you get that album.
That's right. And if you would like to call in, once again, the telephone number is 347-989-1014. That's area code 347-989-1014. Man, I'm telling you, this is how a party is supposed to be like. People calling on the phones, phone ringing off the hook, people enjoying your music, just a wonderful interview, and I once again, I just appreciate the love that's just coming off of it. And, you know, I'm telling you, man, when I'm sitting here listening to the end of the album, it let me tell you, it starts to build, you know, it starts to build a picture. I don't know how to describe it, but it just builds a picture, you know what I'm saying? And that last song that you have on there, that which is one of my favorites,
What are we waiting for?
Well, I'm wrong. Let me go back and look at it.
Thank you, the way I am.
Where Are You?
Where Are You? That is actually...
Where Are You? That is one of my favorites. Boy, I was going to play the whole song in the intro because go ahead. I'm sorry.
That song is actually... That's a bonus track. That'll be on the deluxe version that actually comes out closer to July. So I'm still working on things, getting all that kind of stuff together, but I'll release a deluxe version probably about mid-June.
Did I let the cat out the bag? My bad. Okay, well, then let's talk about... Let me quit.
You good? No. It's cool. You good? It's a song that some folks in my inner circle have already heard. Like I was very tight-lipped about my album. Like like I was promoting it, trying to be real mysterious. You know, build anticipation for it and whatnot. And there were like folks would ask me for a copy of a CD, and you know how cats get when they ask you for something and you really don't want to give it to them. But you feel obligated. You just kind of like, I wish I could, dog. I wish I could. that was me with a lot of folks because there's pirates out there. I'm not even gonna lie to you. There are pirates out there, you know. And it's not that I don't trust the people around me, but I don't know who they're dealing with outside of me. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I keep it. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. I was like, not a lick of my music is leaving my sight unless I give it to someone. So
right.
I was very.
And if it so happens to leak out, you know who exactly to go to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There was probably one of five people, maybe, who've heard that song in particular.
Let me go ahead. No, it's cool, bro.
Like I said, it's cool. That builds anticipation for the deluxe version, because there's going to be more hotness on the deluxe version. Can you dig it?
I tell you, I love that song, baby. Because for me, that's kind of like my theme song right now. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like my theme song for right now in my life. Where Are You? You know what I'm saying? Nothing in particular, not necessarily a person, but just certain things. You know what I'm saying? And it's certain things that I ask myself. You know what I'm saying? Where Are You? You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of, you know, for me right now, I hate to put it out like that, but... you know, because I know it's coming out on your deluxe album and stuff like that, but it's just, for me, it's kind of like a little anthem right now for me, so I'm holding that tight.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. That was an anthem for me for a while. because I was with somebody. At the time that I wrote that song, I was with someone. So I'm just like, ooh. You know how you get in a relationship and you really don't like you feel in a relationship, but then again you just kind of like, dang, is this the best that it's gonna be? I want somebody to make me feel something. So where are you? Where are you? Where is that person that is going to make me feel that deepness in my soul? You know.
Right.
And that's literally, I was daydreaming one day when I wrote the song. I was paging through some samples, and literally, like, as soon as I heard the song, I was like, yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah, go ahead and write that one. I tell you what, like I said, it's kind of like my little anthem right now, man. It's kind of like, you know... You know, it's been days where I've been, you know, devil been beating me up inside the head, but I'm still here, still alive. I got the victory, you know what I'm saying? But then I just ask myself, hey, where are you? Where are you, man? You know?
You know what, though, G? I got a song for you that you need to listen to when you go through them situations. I have a song on my SoundCloud page. It's called Superman.
Superman.
I don't know if you... Superman.
Oh, okay.
When you feel like the devil is beating you all upside your head, listen to that song.
Okay.
Because that done pulled me out of many a dark day since I recorded that one.
All right, all right.
So
I will get on SoundCloud
and
meet
to that one.
Yeah, man.
Yes,
I tell you what. And what about Lock You Down?
Lock You Down. Oh man, that's
now,
another favorite of mine.
I think that song right there should be the summer anthem. I think we should. You know, I'm pushing for that to be the next, you know, for the summer album, a summer single to pop out. You know, that little, spring break,
like
spring break thing. You know?
Hey, I think I can make that happen. Like, I don't mind that. So, and that song has actually been out for a while too. That was one of the songs that I let some folks hear. And everybody's like, "Oh, I love that song. You put the saxophones in that joint. Oh, I love that song. That's got a nice little feel on it." And you can go ahead and spin that one if you want to, but that one, it's supposed to feel good. It's about a guy who finds a girl and wants to lock her down.
Right. It's a feel good song.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I don't play all the songs, but I mean, let me tell you about that intro though. Remember that little intro that you did? Oh man, I love that little intro. Where's that? Let me see. Get up.
Yes.
I tell you what. Are you spelling your name out?
Am I what now?
Are you spelling your name out?
Yes. D-A-V-B-S-O-U-L. Yeah.
Okay. So let me tell you.
D-A-V-S-O-U-L. Yeah, that's what I'm spelling.
Dude, let me tell you what, man. I was bumping that. Get up. Get up. Hey, look. I know it's short. But, hey, I was bumping that thing. I was percolating in the kitchen. Oh, man. Dawn was like, what is going on? I had my headphones on. You know what I'm saying? Had no clue what was going on. She's like.
You were percolating in the kitchen. You were percolating
in
the kitchen.
Hey, she thought James Brown was resurrected in the kitchen.
You pop, lock, and drop.
She thought James Brown was resurrected in the kitchen. She's like, what is this dude doing splits and stuff? No, let me come over. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Look, that song is. Listen, y'all. If y'all have not got Dave Bissou's album, please, I'm telling you, this album is worth every penny. I know the recession is hard. I know it's tough. But listen, this is an album that you got to have in your collection. This is something you have to have. You know, you go and be like, I may like this song. Listen, if you only like one song out of the whole thing, it don't matter as long as you buy the album. We care. I'm saying we do care, you know, but money is money. It won't hurt his feelings.
I appreciate all the love and support, and make sure you go cop that album. Thank you very much in the name of Jesus. All right. Thank you very much. All
okay.
Right.
If you want to call in, the number is area code 347-989-1014. Once again, the telephone number is 347-989-1014 if you'd like to call in. And we are live with the one-man show himself, Dave Bissou. That's what I said, right? I didn't say that Dave Bissou, or
yeah,
did I say B?
No, I'm clowning. I said, si, senor.
Oh, si, senor. Okay. Yeah. I'm here with my guest, and I'm messing up his name. What is going on in this mug?
I speak in Spanish from time to time. I'm not real good at it, but.
I do too. Some people, I speak a little Creole French every once in a while too, just depending on the mood. Come see, come stop. That's everybody. Hey, come on, take that. Come on, throw two tapel. See, I don't know what the hell I just said.
Google Translate is my best friend sometimes. I ain't even going to lie to you.
Where are you have any shows lined up for you right now, or how's those things going?
I do. I have the Dayton, Ohio Mardi Gras. Low House Mardi Gras.
Give a shout out to those girls out there.
Yes. You know how they get down out there. we have a ball. We turn up, and I'm performing. F. Jones is performing as well. And I'm gonna be out there. I'll actually have my CD, like hard copies of my CD, for sale. And it's just going to be a great time. I'm going to be there all the whole event. having a ball. And that's what it's about.
So are you going to be part of the vendor fair there, or are you just going to be set up every once you finish singing, or how's that going to be?
I will be part of the vendor fair, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, because... You know, so people who are going to go, they have an idea of where they can pick it up.
Absolutely.
We've got a caller calling in.
And I'm not very hard to miss, so.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
How are you doing? From the area code 419. Can you please say your name and where you're from?
This is Stacy from Van Wert, Ohio.
What? Is this my sister?
It is. It's the Cook sister.
Woo! Hello!
Right.
Hello, Stacy!
I'm just calling to say thank you. I'm just calling to say what up to my boys. And I'm proud of you, David. I'm very proud of you. I was sitting here listening, cracking up, you guys, on air clowning like you do.
Absolutely. Thank you, Stacey.
You're welcome. I just wanted to let you know I'm thinking about you and listening to you, so keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thanks for giving BBW Blowout a shout-out, too.
Absolutely. Always.
I was trying to get you to come on the show and do it.
Everybody. Shout out to everybody.
Right. That's
thank you. I'm trying to get you on the show so you can do a little pre-show for the blowout. This is what it is about.
Well, let's hook it up. Let's do it.
Yeah, you just come on the phone and we just crack up laughing, talk about all kinds of stuff. But we're all actually talking about the blowout bash. But yeah.
Okay.
So hey, Dave. Hey, we're two for two, man. We got two Cook sisters on the line, so we are good for the night.
Hey, I can only handle two Cook sisters at one time. That's all I'm saying. You got any extra siblings?
If I had a dollar for every time I heard that.
So Stacy, if you got any other sisters, we might have to schedule another time for them. You
okay.
Know, like have a
all right.
Separate release party.
we can hook that up.
Okay, all right.
All right, you guys take care, and I'll talk to y'all later, okay?
All right,
thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was too much fun, man, I tell you what. I love those Cook sisters. They're so fun.
Jeez. Yeah, very, very fun, definitely.
I tell you what, you know, I know we're talking about the album, but this is in the same region, same realm. But and I'm telling you, I wish I was going to the party. Jeez, I know y'all gonna have so much fun over there without me.
Man, sir, you need to make that happen. That's all I'm saying.
I'm good. I'm good.
That's all I'm saying. You and Don need to make that happen.
We're gonna have to put that on a future event list, because you know, yeah. But shoot, I need to start making appearances on with my show at Bashy, at parties.
Yeah.
Start doing it live. Start throwing people on the radio live. But let's see what we're gonna do. We're gonna go ahead and put down. You said we can go ahead and play Lock You Down.
Yes. Go ahead and play that one.
Okay. So what I'm gonna do is then go ahead and play this, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know, now you know. It's the song right here is off the album, the debut album that is released today, February the 11th. Today, here, now. It's out now. Go and get it. All online venues. Okay, well, I was going to play the song, but we got another caller in. So you know how we do it. One day I'm going to have to play that full song out. Hello, caller. Calling from the 513 area code. Can you please say your name, where you're from?
This is Maria, and I'm from Mason.
Hello. How you doing?
Maria. I'm doing good. I just wanted to say I'm proud of David, and y'all need to buy his CD. Download it, whatever you need to do. We'll get you a copy. But it needs to be heard.
Maria.
You remind me of a West Side Story.
I love Maria. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome, David. I love you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
What about me?
You're welcome. I love you too, George.
Okay, because I was about to say, like, I'm the host of the show. Can I get some love?
Okay. I love you too.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Nate, you're welcome. Now go play his song, and I'll leave you to be.
I love doing the show, man.
I'm telling you, I love doing the show. It's so much fun, man, just to get people involved, man, because, you know, it's nothing like getting people like yourself, Dave, on here and releasing an album and then having all your fans call in and just tell you how much they love you and they appreciate you, man. To me, this is what the show is about, man, and it just brings joy to my heart that, you know, that people call in like Maria, and she said she loved me too. I have no idea who she is, but. You know,
you know who Maria is.
Okay, now you were next to me at one point.
What?
When we were all together at the bash.
That Maria. Oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, okay. So, yes, thank you for letting me lift you in the pool.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
We're going to save that for another time. For my listeners, don't even worry about that last comment. Don't even worry about the last comment. It was.
Yeah, we all got stories.
Okay. All right. I'm leaving now. Okay, go play a song.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, man, that's so funny.
Yeah, and you know what? I appreciate everybody that listens to my music. I don't even call them my fans. I call them my family, my extended family.
Oh.
And you know how some celebrities, they have, like, Faith Evans has her faithfuls. I'm one of them. But I call my people, that's my party people. If you ever go on my Facebook page, yeah. If you ever go on my Facebook page, every morning I try to get on there. And I'm not good at getting on there every morning, but every morning I get on there and I say, "Good morning, party people." That's my people, party people, the party people. So I'm
Man, that's
all my
awesome.
Party people.
I appreciate them too, because they're calling in and blowing up my phone. I like that. I like it. Because this is supposed to be a release party. It's supposed to be a party, and that's what we're doing. We're having a good time. We kicked off our shoes, let down our hair, took off our robes, and we sitting behind this. I'm sitting behind my computer screen in my drawers.
Hey, little too much information, bro.
Listen, I'm about to go sit down to the store. We about to get some Moscato and some cranberries, and we about to turn it grown and sexy in this mug.
All righty then.
And then what we're gonna do is we're gonna lock you down. You like the way I rolled into that one?
I love it.
All right, this is Dave B. Soul, lock you down.
I'm
I was I Lock You Down by Dave B. Soul. This is with Lee Party.
Live on forums.
And I'm your host, George Beverly Jr. If you'd like to call in, Eric, the telephone number is area code 347-989-1014. Telephone number, once again, is 347-989-1014. And we are kicking it grown and sexy here tonight, drinking out Moscato and cranberry juice.
I love that song.
That song had that New Jack City kind of feel to it. You know, I really can't describe it, but it had that New Jack City, and I love New Jack. That, you know, that's a classic. You know what I'm saying? It had me in a zone where I was like, that little saxophone, that I was like, man, we back in New Jack City. Like, living just enough for the city. You know, I was like, shoot.
Yeah.
Is Gerald LaVert fucking jumping this line? I'm feeling it. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling that, man. I'm telling you, it just brought me back, man. I felt it. I just love that, man. I don't even know how to describe it. So people can feel my lateness, but that I'm telling you, got that New Jack City feel to it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. And that's one thing that I'm good for experiment with different sounds. That's how I stay current. I have over the years had a lot of my work sound the same, and I was kind of deviate from that for my own album, you know, because before I recorded this album, I released two EPs, which I will be getting those. I will be releasing those to iTunes and all that stuff later on in the year. But I worked with individual artists, so each individual artist had the same particular sound that they came to me for. So that's why a lot of my stuff started to sound the same, and that's one thing that I wanted to do differently with my full-length album is I want to make all of my songs sound different.
Right. And they sound different. And on that note, we got a caller.
Yeah.
Hello, caller. I'm calling from 513 area code. Can you please say your name, where you're from? Caller? All right. Maybe they're just calling in to listen in. They'll probably call back.
All right.
I don't know. But, yeah. So, I mean, man, there's just so much juice in that, in your album. I just want to play all the songs. But can you tell me about the whole photo process? Like, you were taking these photos, and how did you narrow down what photo was going to be on the album, or what photos are going to be released involving your album? How did that come about?
So, interesting story, right? I met the photographer through the Dayton, Ohio group. He comes to the parties and all of that kind of stuff, and I always knew he did photography, so I'm just like, hey, why don't I reach back and, you know, grab somebody that I know can take really good pictures. And he was the first person that came to mind, you know. And we did the photo shoot in Dayton, Ohio, I guess it's more towards Springfield, I want to say. It was kind of on the south end of, kind of close to the south end of Dayton. But the day of the shoot, me and my friend Bertina, we went up there and we shot inside the studio. Like, by the time we got up there to shoot, it was raining and all that kind of stuff outside. It was, well, not raining, but like sprinkling. And we did the photo shoot inside of the studio. So all of the pictures that you see in reference to this album were shot in the studio or in the hallway outside of the studio, because the hallway was dope. I was like, dang, we can get some really nice shots out here. And a lot of the photos that you see were kind of like my idea. Eric had some really great ideas as well. And like the actual album cover itself, that particular picture, I think that was Eric's idea. I just happened to sit on the ottoman and just kind of like lean to the saddle. He's like, lean to the saddle a bit. I'm like, oh, okay. So yeah, that particular picture was more or less his idea. There were some that I had taken. Excuse me. There were some that I had taken with a Bengals jersey on, which you'll see me represent Cincinnati all day, every day. That's on the inside. So once you get the physical copy, that's what you'll see. And those pictures are also, a lot of those pictures are also on my website as well. I think I had maybe 4 wardrobe changes just to figure out the right ones that I wanted to choose. And it was a fun process. I had to get warmed up a little bit, you know, because I don't know, not too many people know this about me, but I used to model back in the day, like 2001, 2002, with John Casablanca's modeling agency. And I hadn't done a photo shoot since then. So literally, I'm walking back in to get pictures taken, and all of my pictures, like, from the first set coming out, meme look. So I'm like, somebody else is taking my selfie right now. So I had to change my frame of mind. And once I got kind of warmed up and all that kind of stuff, we came out with some really good shots. And a lot of those is what you see. Like, I use them for promotional purposes. Like, the banner that I have on my Dave B. Soul page is shots from the hallway. They were just shot in black and white, and I literally just overlay lettering on top of them. So, I mean, that whole process, to me, that's the fun part of it. Recording is the fun part of it. Taking pictures is the fun part of it. The business part of it can be a little bit stressful, but, you know, the whole, like, it kind of makes a person feel glamorous after a while. Like, oh yeah, my head got extra sore when I seen some of them pictures. I was like, dang, that's me? I'm serious. I was just kind of like, oh wow, that picture. I like that picture, and I like that picture too. So I was like, right, a kid in a candy store.
Man. Jeez, it must be exciting to put a whole album together. So, Mike, do you have to have extra people help you out, or did you have extra help, or how much of the process was completely yours, and then other process was, you know, other people helping you?
In regards to what, though? Like, the recording process,
I don't know.
Like, literally the only, like, up until here recently, it's all been me. And just by getting the word out about my album via word of mouth, Maria's been helping me with some of the promotion. My brother's been getting the word out as well. And my DJ peoples, DJ Ken, Zulu, DJ Old School, DJ Ruckus, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of them cats, they have my singles, and they've been spinning them and all that kind of stuff, getting the word out that way. So, you know, it's definitely been a process where I do a lot of the footwork myself. But I try to connect with the right people and get them out there, you know, and these guys are my friends too, you know, so it's not like they're there for that purpose. We actually have a relationship. We chat back and forth with each other, check in on, you know, on a regular basis, that kind of thing. So,
right. All right. So we've got a we got a caller calling in. Do-do-do. You know we do. Hello, caller from area code 608. Can you please say your name, where you're from? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, you're on live.
Am I really?
Yes, you are.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know I was hitting a number. I'm sorry. I am Jody from Wisconsin.
Hi, Jody. From where?
Hi.
Jody.
What's up? Oh no, I don't know. I'm just chilling, listening to the radio show.
Man, you sound like Sheila E.
I sound like who? Sheila Marie?
Sheila E.
Oh my goodness.
Let me quit.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Chris, I need a record deal.
Yes, he definitely needs a record deal. We need to get him one.
Yes. I'm sorry.
You need to... Oh, are y'all having fun?
Oh, heck yeah,
absolutely.
We're having fun.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
This is a party. This is supposed to be a party. We're having a... This is the release album party. And
I'm here.
Good.
Well,
shoot, I'm glad
you're here.
What's that?
I said thank you for joining us, Jody. I appreciate it.
Yes, of course. I didn't know I was going to be on the air, but I'm glad to be. Glad to be here supporting you.
Thank you.
Do you have a question?
No, I don't have. I have less of a question, more of a congratulations on your album release. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
What about the host? Oh, well, I forgot about me, right? It's not about me. I'm sorry. I'm feeling left out here, man.
You've been doing good too.
You know what, George? I appreciate you, sir. I appreciate you, George. That's
absolutely.
For me, you, sir. I appreciate you.
Jeez, people call my show. Don't give me no love. I'm like, we love you, David.
Thank you for having me on the phone.
Good. So what do you do? What do you do for a living?
I am finishing my master's degree in counseling psychology. So right now I'm a professional student.
What's up? That's what's up, but I need some help when you get finished.
Okay. I got you.
All right, I'm just saying.
I should be receiving
an invitation of your graduation party, right?
Correct. You gonna come?
Hey, we can have it online. We can do it right here on my show.
And you know what?
Only if David will sing for us.
I can do that, and she can probably.
You can do that.
Shoot.
I can.
I want to hunt you down. Have you ever seen? Was it Jody?
It's Jody. Yes.
Yeah, have you ever seen New Jack City?
No, I've not.
No, man, you need to go, David. Dave, you need to go school her on that.
Wesley,
y'all need to have a Netflix night.
Look, Wesley.
Y'all need to go to Netflix. Right. And I'm not giving a shout-out to Netflix. That is not a promotional plug.
Look, Wesley Snipes got this line in New Jack City. He say, "You better sit your $5 tail down, for I make change."
I'm mad that you knew that off the top of your head, David.
Yeah, that is what I'm talking about. Shoot, am I not
oh,
fucking
my goodness.
That's too much fun.
Oh,
no,
wow.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks for having me. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you, Joey. Have a great
bye.
Night.
Bye.
Maybe I shouldn't harass the guests, but I mean, this is my show. I pretty much do what I want. That's what I do. No, but I'm telling you, I'm having so much fun. I'm telling you, this is, oh man, it's so much fun to be on online online doing my thing, and getting your album out there. So one more time for those who are just now tuning in, how can they go and buy your album?
My album is available at all online retailers. That's iTunes, Amazon.com. I know Amazon.com has had like a preview up for it for like the last 3 days. So Amazon.com, Move Music for all my Cricky peoples, shout out. Xbox Live, all of those online retailers, it's everywhere. And you can also get it on CD Baby's website. So CD Baby has it also. And that's cdbaby.com/CD/DaveBSoul2. And if it doesn't come up for you, just search for Dave B. Soul and you can find it.
What about your website?
Yes, the website is www.DaveBSoulOnline.com. Again, that is www.DaveBSoulOnline.com. I do have a store section on there, which leads you directly to the CD Baby website so you can purchase my music. My single, I Love It, is for purchase on, I do believe it's Amazon's website. That link is also there. The link to my social media, i.e. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of that stuff is on there as well.
All right. You're kind of breaking up. Are you on the cell phone?
Who, me? No, I'm not on the cell phone.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Something's kind of like... But, yeah. All right. So can we play one more song before we end this thing?
Yeah. We can go ahead and get into. Let's go with Ain't About That Life.
Ain't About That Life. All right.
Yes, this is the second single from the album. It's called Ain't About That Life. That was actually written from a personal experience. So I will make that clear. There's no harm, there's no beef in it, you know, but when you're dealing with somebody who is not on the same page and you start to feel stupid, you know, you really ain't about that life.
For
so
sure.
That is, then that's how the song came out. That's the name of the second single from my album. And...
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That was Dave B. Soul. Ain't about
yes,
that.
Yes,
that,
yes,
that. One-man show, y'all. One-man show. And we kicking it live on Sound Off Forums. If you'd like to call in, the area code is 347-989-1014. Area code 347-989-1014. Man, I'm telling you, I've had such a great time on the show with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've had a blast. You know what, but before we break this thing up, I know we still got a few more minutes. Can we do one thing real quick though? Like,
yeah.
First off, shout out to everybody that's been hitting me up asking about the album. I appreciate the love so very much. Like, y'all understand how much it means to me for y'all to reach out and say, hey, Dave, when your album coming out, or how's that music coming along? Every time y'all call and check on me
or every time y'all send me a message, it means so much. Like, it keeps me going. Like, I appreciate that so very much. And secondly, I would just like to get a brief moment of silence for one of my heroes. And today was a 2-year anniversary of her death. So let's get a brief moment of silence for Whitney Houston. Thank you. I appreciate it. Again, thank you. Make sure y'all go out and cop that album. I put a lot of hard work and a lot of soul into it. If y'all need me to come perform, hit me up. I will do that.
How are they supposed to get a hold of you? Can you go ahead and give them your email address or your website once again?
The website is DaveBSoulOnline.com. It's www.DaveBSoulOnline.com. There is a section, where you can contact me and just shoot me an email. It comes directly to me. Serious inquiries only. That I may throw that in there, because I actually got hit up by somebody earlier today, sent emails with 3 different accounts of mine, so trying to get me to come do something.
Wow.
So, yeah, and I think he's a spammer, but you never know. So just
you never know, right?
Yeah, serious inquiries only.
Please, because you ain't about that life.
true story. Truth, I am not about that life. Look, and if y'all see me hashtag that, make sure y'all hashtag that for real. Hashtag my singles. Hashtag I love it. Hashtag ain't about that life. Hashtag insecure. If you find somebody be insecure on their status message, hashtag that shit. Sorry for the language. I'm clowning right now. But
that's all right. We got another caller calling in. Hello, caller. How you doing? Can you please tell me your name, where you're from? Hello, caller.
Someone may be calling in to listen. I think someone may have just called in to listen.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. So, can you let them know about are you going to be posting more things about your album as they begin to progress during the months to come, or are you going to just not do anything? Because some people like to put out, how much albums they sold and things like that. Are you going to be doing that, or are you just going to just let it be private?
I don't know. I really don't know. Only for the simple fact that kind of stuff is private. But once I reach a milestone, I will definitely be praising and thankful for that, and I would want to share that with my friends and my family and my fans, I would want to share that with my party people. So I think once I reach a milestone, I may go ahead and say, all right, this is how many albums I've sold. And even when I do that, it will only be used as a promotional tool. So I would just literally be like, hey, make sure you get the word out. Tell people about this album. Tell people about real R&B. Tell people to support me. That's that's one thing that I, Like, for me, it's not about the sales. It's about connecting with my people. Like, that's in order for any artist to love what they do. They have to have a connection not only to their music, but to the people that they're singing to as well. My hope and my prayer, you know, is that everybody listening, as a pastor would say, everybody under the sound of my voice. Everybody under the sound of my voice will go out and buy my album, you know. But I do understand that there are economic situations, and you can get to it when you can, as long as you get to it. So promotion is definitely an ongoing thing. It may not be like a post of album sales or anything like that, but it'll definitely be a heads up, like, hey, don't forget to cop my new album in stores now. You know what I'm saying? So it'll definitely be, and once I get the physical distribution of it set up as well, it will, of course, I will definitely let everybody know about that. So it won't just be a thing of you can go online and buy it. You will be at that point able to go to the stores and buy it as well.
We got a few seconds left. Is there anything else that you want to say to your party people out there, or anybody else that's listening, to give them a little bit of inspiration or anything that you want to say?
Absolutely. If there's anything that I've learned from this whole process, is that if I can do it, you can too. And when you are, excuse me, when you are doing something like this, it's good to know where your help comes from. Because it can be an extremely tiring process. It can be an extremely frustrating process. I'm not even gonna lie to you. You know, but the end result of any hustle is always excess. Is always is you become to you come to be blessed by the things that you sow. So for me to continue to put in work on this album, and even, like, my album was complete last year. I could have put it out by the time I went to Vegas last year. But there is a process, and it can be a long and grueling process as well. I've had performances over the last 6 months where I've, you know, plugged the album, and I've said, hey, make sure you go cop my new CD. It's coming out in February because people ask about it, you know. So once you decide that you're going to do something, don't stop. Because if you give up, you will never see the finished product. Like, there's plenty of times where I've completed work and it just sat on the shelf because I didn't feel like going out and promoting it, or, you know, like, it didn't do as well as I expected to because I didn't put the effort into it. Being an artist, if you don't believe in your own music, how is someone else supposed to believe in it?
Right.
As an entrepreneur, if you didn't believe that you had a product that somebody would love, how is someone else supposed to love your product? If you don't fully believe in it, if you don't love what you do, how is somebody else supposed to love what you do? For me, I, like, every ounce of me goes into an album. And I'm not a small guy. I have a lot of ounces. I have a lot of ounces. So when you get a lot from me, you are getting the best of me at that time. Now, please believe once you get the best of me, I'm going to keep growing. So the next time, you get better than the best. That's how people continue to get good. You know.
Yeah.
And it's just to keep at it. Once you continue to work on your craft and do what you do, because it took a long time for me to get to this point. Like, I literally had to practice vocals. Like, and I have a natural talent. Like, and I've never, like, I will never, you will never hear me brag about this, but I've never had a vocal coach or anything like that. But I practice from singers that I admire. Like, I practice from Whitney Houston. I practice from Faith Evans. I practice from Jay Moss, Karen Clark Sheard, Kiara Sheard, all of these people who have these tremendous talents I practice from. You know, and even on a more local level, some of my best friends, I practice from them. The Infamous is one of them. That's my dude. He's got a sick run game. And me and him just used to hang out and riff and run back and forth, and we still do it from time to time. But it's all about getting better at your craft. It's not about competing with anybody. It's all about you working on you, getting better at what you do so you can be set apart from Tom and Sue and Jerry. So I said all of that to say this. Once you decide what you're going to do, if it's music, if it's cooking, if it's psychology, if it's whatever you want to do, be passionate about it. Love what you do. And never forget that God gives you the ability to do it. Everything that you do has a divine order.
Amen.
Everything that you do has a divine order. And I'll share this quick story, and then I'll let it go. I was coming home from work on a Sunday. I used to work on Sundays. And I was coming home from work on a Sunday, and I was just praying on the way home about some direction to go with my music career. And I didn't, because I was at the point where I feel like the R&B scene here in the city is not necessarily where I wanted to aim for. You know what I'm saying? Like I wanted to start at the ground and shoot for the moon. like screw the stars, I'm heading for that other big old planet up in the sky. You know? That's what, like, literally, that I was dreaming that big. Like I feel like me as a talent, and it has nothing to do with arrogance or anything like that, but I felt like I could be more prosperous in another city. But I was praying. I was like, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Like, please just guide me. And I heard it clear as a bell. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with Cincinnati, I was driving up I-75 and got on Ronald Reagan, who, for those of you who are familiar with Cincinnati, I got on Ronald Reagan going towards the Mount Healthy area. And I was coming around that loop, that big old loop, and God said to me, follow me, and I will make your name famous. What? I'm like, I didn't even question it. Like, it still blows my mind to this day. I'm like, okay, Jesus, I got you. And it took going, and this was before the whole depressive period, before I started writing and recording my album. So it took me going not only through that time period, but to get on the other side of it. Like, when God tells you to do something, not only do you do it, but he will start working other things out in your life as well.
Oh, that's the truth. That is the truth. That's
he
true.
Starts working other things out in your life as well. Like, I normally start getting my seasonal depression right around mid-July. And it usually lasts through spring of the following year. But what happened? I went to Vegas in July. That's where me and you linked up again, in Vegas. It was from that point on, like on the other side of recording my album, and if y'all, I don't know if y'all remember this, but at Vegas, in Vegas, I literally walked out there with 30, 40 copies of my single and gave them away for free, the I Love It record. And I literally sat there, and I had the time of my life. Like, for the first time, I understood that there were people outside of my inner circle who, as far, like, and it made me, like, there were a lot of people in Vegas that I met that were in the entertainment industry, but I didn't meet them under such circumstances. So it was kind of like, it was humbling for me because I'm like, they don't know how many lives they've impacted literally just by what they do. But they're like so cool, like they're kicking it, they're laughing and joking, they're having a drink, you know. And that, for me, inspired, you know. Not to mention my first time being in Vegas, my first time flying, which was a huge fear of mine. So, like, I overcame all of these things to be there, and it was kind of like, well, what do I have to be afraid of now? I didn't get on this plane and fall completely out the sky like I was convincing myself was going to happen before I got on the plane. Like, I promise you, I prayed the entire flight over. Now, mind you, I did have me a gin and cranberry on the flight. But I prayed the entire flight over and prayed the entire flight back. And that, it strengthened my faith because now I know that I can go out here and do this. Like, I have never been one to promote anything. Like, I'm very timid when it comes to promotion. And, like, when people call on me, come sing, I'm just kind of like, okay, all right, whatever. But after Vegas, I was like, hey, you need somebody to sing? Holla at your boy. I'm like, look, it's time for me to start living, you know? And that's literally, like, that's how God directed my path. That's how I got here. You know what I'm saying? That's how I got to this point, because from that conversation with Jesus in the car, he took me all the way there to be planted firmly on February 11, 2014, to say, go buy my album.
Right.
Dave B. Soul, One Man Show. And that's my testimony. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it. And I'm sticking to it.
Oh, man. Wow, man. I really appreciate it. This is such a great, awesome time. The show went off successful, man. It would have been successful no matter what because God has his hand on everything. And this
Absolutely.
Is the day that he has made.
Absolutely.
And if you don't believe that, then, you know, that is something that you need to work out between you and God. But as for me and my house,
we will serve the Lord. Amen.
So,
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dave B. Soul. We appreciate you. This is Sound Off Forums. Next time I hear you, next time I see you, you should be sounding off. Good night.
Good night, y'all. I love you. Make sure y'all go buy that album.
Buy that album now.